Sachitayam dvi aksharam ekadam basi. Opa shvinot dvir gatitam vacho vibhu. Sparseso yatso dasham ekavimsam. Niskinchananam nripayadhanam viduho. Sachintayam dvi aksharam ekadam basi. Opashrinat dvir gatitam vacho vidura. Sparsesu yatso dasham ekavimsam. Nishkinchananam nripayadhanam viduhu. Sachintayam dvi aksharam ekadambasi. Opa shrinat dvir gatitam vacho viduhu. Sparsesu yatso dasham ekavimsam. Nithkinchananam dripayadhanam viduhu. Sachintayam dviyaksharam ekam vahasi. Upashrinat dvi gatitam vacho vibhu. Iskam nanam ripayadanam vidhu. Sanchintayam dvi aksharam ekandam vamasi. Upashrinat dvi gatitam vacho vibhu. Parishetu yasoda samlekam visham. Iskichananam nirpayadhanam vidhu. Sachintayam dvi aksharam ekadambasi. Upashrinat dvi gatitam vacho vibhu. Sarpaisesu yatsudam sa ekavimsam. Iskinanam nripayadhanam vibhu. Ladies. Sachintayam dvi aksharam ekam vasisi. Upashrinat dvi gatitam vacho vibhu. Sarsesu yaso dasham ekavimsam. Niskichananam nripayadhanam vibhu. Ajitam dvi aksharam ekam varasi. Upashrinat dvi gatitam vacho vibhu. Varasesu yaso dasham ekavimsam. Niskinyanam nirpayadhanam vibhu. Word for word translation. Saha. He, chintayam, while thus thinking, dvi, two, aksharam, syllables, ekada, once upon a time, ambasi, in the water, Opa Srinath had it nearby. Dwi twice. Gaditam otet. Vachaha words. Vimu the great. Sparsesu in the sparsa letters. Yat which Sodasham the 16th. Ekavimsam and the 21st. Niskinchananam of the renounced order of life. Nripa, O King, Yat, what is Dhanam, wealth, Vidu, as it is known. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation. While thus engaged in thinking in the water, Brahmaji heard twice from nearby two syllables joined together. One of the syllables was taken from the 16th and the other from the 21st of the Sparsha alphabets, and both joined to become the wealth of the renounced order of life. Kindly repeat responsibly. While thus engaged in thinking in the water, Brahmaji heard twice from nearby two syllables joined together. One of the syllables was taken from the 16th and the other from the 21st. Of the Sparsha alphabets, and both joined to become the wealth of the renounced order of life. Srila Prabhupada's purport. In Sanskrit language, the consonant alphabets are divided into two divisions, namely the Sparsha Varnas and the Talavya Varnas. From Ka to Ma, the letters are known as the Sparsha Varnas. And the 16th of the group is called Ta. Whereas the 21st letter is called Pa. So when they are joined together, the word Tapa or penance is constructed. This penance is the beauty and wealth of the Brahmanas and the renounced order of life. According to Bhagavad philosophy, every human being is meant simply for this tapa, for no other business, and for no other business, because by penance only can one realize himself. And self-realization, not sense gratification, is the business of human life. This tapa or penance was begun from the very beginning of the creation, and it was first adopted by the Supreme Spiritual Master, Lord Brahma. By tapasya only can one get the profit of human life, and not by a polished civilization of animal life. The animal does not know anything except sense gratification in the jurisdiction of eat, drink, and be merry. Eat, drink, be merry, and enjoy. But the human being is made undergo tapasya for going back home, back to Godhead. When Lord Brahma was perplexed about how to construct the material manifestations in the universe, and went down within the water to find out the means and the source of his lotus seed, he heard the word kapha vibrated twice. Taking the path of tapa is the second birth of the desiring disciple. The word upashrinot is very significant. It is similar to upanayana, or bringing the disciple nearer to the spiritual master for the path of tapa. So Brahmaji was thus initiated by Lord Krishna, and this fact is corroborated by Brahmaji himself in his book, the Brahma Samhita. In the Brahma Samhita, Lord Brahma has sung it in every verse, Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. Thus Brahma was initiated by the Krishna mantra, by Lord Krishna himself, and thus he became a Vaishnava, or a devotee of the Lord. Before he was able to construct the huge universe, it is stated in the Brahma Samhita that Lord Brahma was initiated into the 18-letter Krishna mantra, which is generally accepted by all the devotees of Lord Krishna. We follow in the same principle because we belong to the Brahma Sampradaya, directly in the disciplic chain from Brahma to Narada, and from Narada to Vyasa, and from Vyasa to Madhva Muni, and from Madhva Muni to Madhavendrapuri, and from Madhavendrapuri to Ishwarapuri, and from Ishwarapuri to Lord Chaitanya, and gradually to His Divine Grace, Bhakti Siddhanta, our Divine Master. One who is thus initiated into the disciplic succession is able to achieve the same result, or power of creation. Chanting of this holy mantra is the only shelter of the desireless pure devotees of the Lord. Simply by saikapasya, or penance, the devotee of the Lord achieves all perfections like Lord Brahma. Om jnana temeridasya jnanan ganashalakaya shakshuram nilitam yena tasmai sri gurave namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yenabhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dodoti Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yukta Padakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunastam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvese Sashunyavadi Pasachade Satarine Vancha Kalpaturvyascha Kripa Sindhubhyai Vacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namoho Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Siva Sari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So translation again. While thus engaged in thinking in the water. Brahmaji heard twice from nearby two sables joined together. One of the sables was taken from the 16th and the other from the 21st of the Sparsha alphabets, and both joined to become the wealth of the renounced order of life. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum lagayate grim yatri patamahan vande shri guru dina tanadam paramanam madhavam sri chaitanya isharam akanda mandala karam vyaptaina characharam tatpadam dashitam yena tasmai sri gurave namaha. So we are very happy to be here among such wonderful Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis who are eagerly and enthusiastically glorifying their lordships, Sri Sri Radha Gopinandalita Vishaka, Sri Sri Gopal Ji, Sri Sri Gaur Nithai, and Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada. Every day we are witnessing the enthusiastic service, enthusiastic chanting, enthusiastic activities of the devotees in Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Temple. So we are happy to take association of such enthusiastic devotees. And so before we speak, we seek the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, both seen and unseen, so that we may say something for our own purification, for our own spiritual progress, and probably for the benefit of the audience. Swakripa yat Danena Santa Santu Avalambalam. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is praying for the mercy of the devotees. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that he is blind and his path is slippery. Skala pada gate muhur. He's slipping again and again. And so, in such a situation, such a difficult situation, drugame patime idasya, in such a difficult situation, our only support is the mercy of the Vaishnavas. So we pray that all the assembled devotees may lend me the stick of mercy as my support so that I can render this service of trying to repeat something that Shukadeva Goswami has already said, already digested and given us. So in this beautiful verse, so much is there, so much. But I think I will just dwell on the importance of austerities, because we can see that from the beginning of creation, from the very onset of creating this material world, this universe with its planetary systems and living entities, Brahma was instructed to perform austerity. Tapastram tapa etena tapa siddhir bhavishyanti. Brahma heard the sound vibration twice. Tapa, tapa. And with his great intelligence, Brahma understood that I cannot achieve anything without first of all performing austerities. So immediately, instead of searching up and down the lotus stem trying to find his source, Brahma immediately absorbed himself in tapasya. And so, after performing tapasya for thousands of years, Brahma gained knowledge. Brahma became empowered. Brahma was equipped with the technology to create the planetary systems and the bodies of the living entities. So it is important that tapasya is the basis of everything. The planetary systems, our bodies, the whole material manifestation was initiated by Brahma simply because he performed great, great austerities to gain the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Prabhupada writes that penance is the beauty and wealth of the Brahmanas and the renounced order of life. And then he says, according to the Bhagavad philosophy, every human being is meant simply for this tapa and for no other business, because by penance only one can realize the self. So austerities are important. Tapasya are important. We cannot avoid tapasya. In fact, it is said that the material world is created on tapasya. And so once we take birth in the material world, we have to experience some tapasya. If we refuse to accept voluntary tapasya, voluntary austerities, then the other choice is that we are going to go through involuntary austerity. We are going to go through miseries. Lada taptakari misra. The spiritual energy which gives pleasure to Krishna and to the living entities in the spiritual world, when it comes in touch with the most material nature, it becomes a source of misery. Lada taptakari misra. It becomes a source of misery for the living entities. So if we don't voluntarily accept austerities to purify our existence, if we don't accept austerities to attain perfection of Krishna consciousness, and we opt for sense gratification like the animals, then we should be prepared for the taptakari, the miseries of material wealth. So we have these two choices. Accepting voluntary austerities for a higher purpose of Krishna consciousness, or refusing to accept voluntary austerities and then going for taptakari, the miseries of material existence. It doesn't matter where we find ourselves. It doesn't matter your social status. It doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter whether you are the head of state or the servant of the state. These taptakaris, these miseries will affect you. Birth, disease, old age and death. Nobody has a solution for them. Nobody can bribe them. Nobody can do anything about it. They are there. to make sure that every living entity entering the material world, he has to go through them. Du kalayam asaswatam, Krishna tells us in Bhagavad Gita, that every living entity that comes into this world must experience this dukkha, the miseries of birth, disease, old age, and death, and many others, frustrations, unhappiness, disappointments, and so many other things come up on a daily basis. But if we choose the path of austerities, voluntary austerity, devotional austerities, then the future is very bright. So it is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Labdwa sudulabham idam bahu sambhavante manushyam artadam nityam api jiraha. Those human beings that are wise, they take advantage of the human form of life. Those human beings that are clever, they take advantage of this human form of life, which is very difficult to obtain, very rare to get. Dulabam manusha deho, dehinam shana bangura. The human form of life is very, very difficult to obtain. And once it is obtained, one can easily lose it. Dehinam shana bangura. It is very easily destroyed. So therefore, those who are intelligent, they would take full advantage of this form of life so that they can attain perfection. After many, many births and deaths, one achieves a rare human form of life, which although temporary, affords one the opportunity to attain the highest perfection. That is what this human form of life is meant for. And by performing voluntary austerities, one can achieve this very, very important goal. And so we see there are many exalted personalities. They all engage in austerities. Why do they do that? Because they know the value of austerity. Krishna's parents, Vasudeva and Devaki, how do they become parents of Krishna? They became parents of Krishna simply by performing devotional austerities. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is mentioned that in their previous lives, as Sutapa and Prishnigarbha, they performed such austerities for a very long time, eating only dry leaves, drinking only water, and hardly breathing, just to attract the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It says, my dear father, you endured rain, you endured the wind, you endured sunshine, scorching heat, severe cold, suffering all kinds of inconveniences just to please me. And in this way, desiring a benediction from me, you worship me with peaceful minds. So, Vasudeva and Devaki, in their previous lives, they performed such austerity to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the Lord was pleased by their severe austerities and appeared before them and promised them, I will become your son. So Krishna appeared as Prishnigarbha, from the womb of Prishni. Then he came again as Vamanadeva, the son of Aditi and Kasyapa. Then he came again as the son of Devaki and Vasudeva. Simply because these devotees perform austerities to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. evam vam tapostu tivram tapa parama duskaram divya varsha sahasrani dvadaseyu mat atmanayo. Thus you spend 12,000 celestial years performing difficult activities of tapasya. And so I appeared as your son. So, by performance of austerities, we don't lose anything. We rather gain. That is a fact. Prishni and Shutapa, they perform austerities for 12,000 celestial years. One may say, what is the use of such austerity? But the result is, the Lord became favorably disposed towards them. They were able to attract Krishna, and Krishna became their son. Krishna appeared in their family. Three times, Krishna became their son. What a glorious position to become the Supreme Personality of God, the Father of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's an honor. Srila Prabhupada says that the Mayavadis, the impersonalists, they want to be equal to God. But God becomes subservient to his devotee. The impersonalists, they want to be equal to God. But even though God is very great, he's so great, yet that great personality, he takes pleasure in becoming the son of his devotee. Swayam Bhagavan Krishna Ekale Ishwaraha Adityayam Atman Majam Rasikara Sekara. Rasika Sekara. That Krishna, who is the ocean of all pleasure, the ocean of all relationships, the ocean of all mellows, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he takes pleasure in becoming the son of Nanda Maharaj. Adwichitam Nandat Manja Se Rasika Sekara. That even though he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but the Lord takes great pleasure in becoming the son of his devotees. So Prabhupada said, who is greater? The Mayavadis, who wants to merge, who wants to be equal to the Lord, or the devotee that becomes the parent of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Obviously, the devotee is greater. Now Krishna, he loves his devotees, appreciates the devotee's devotional austerity, that Krishna becomes a son. So, becoming austere, accepting voluntary austerities, there is great gain. There is nothing to lose. And there are many, many examples. We have the example of the Prachetas. The Prachetas, they perform austerities for 10,000 years. And at the end of 10,000 years, Lord Vishnu appeared before them. The Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared before them and rewarded their austerities. And because the Lord appeared before them, they immediately forgot all the troubles that they experienced in performing the austerities. Performing 10,000 years of severe austerities is not a small activity. It's a serious business. But as soon as the Lord appeared before them, immediately they forgot all the austerities they performed. They forgot all the trouble they went through. They were so enlightened. They were so jubilant that the Lord has appeared before them. So, Prabhupada writes that when one undergoes austerities to obtain the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is the greatest achievement one can ever have. There is also the issue of Kandarama Muni. Kandarama Muni was performing severe austerities in the forest. And he attracted the Supreme Personality of Godhead by his great austerities, by his devotional austerities. And Lord Narayan appeared before Kandarama Muni. And Lord Narayan was so affectionate towards Kandarama Muni that he was shedding tears of love. And those tears created a Bindu Sarovar. That is amazing that the Lord enjoys to see His devotees perform such austerity. So, there is a debate between the gopis and the flute of Krishna. The gopis are feeling, why is Krishna always keeping this bamboo stick very close to His lips? The lips are the property of the gopis. Nobody else should own those lips. But this bamboo stick, in the form of a flute, has taken over the lips of Krishna. Krishna cannot do without His flute. When Krishna is sleeping, the flute is stuck under His dhoti. When Krishna is in the fields, the flute is with Him. Wherever Krishna goes, the flute is His constant companion. So the gopis, they were wondering, what kind of austerities, what kind of pious credit has this bamboo stick obtained in order to become so dear to Krishna? So it is said, gopi gana kava sabha kariya vachare. The gopis, they were discussing how many pious activities this flute performed in its past life. We do not know what places of pilgrimage he visited, what austerities he performed, what perfect mantra he chanted to gain the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So austerities are beneficial. So it is said that the parents of the flute, the bamboos that are standing on the banks of the Ganges and the banks of the Yamuna, they are so happy, they are so joyful, that their descendant has become an associate of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So when they heard the gopis speaking like this, then they said, do you know the austerities we performed? We stood on our legs for thousands of years, only drinking water from the river's bed. That is the austerity we perform. If you want to inherit that position of being a constant companion of Krishna, come and stand here for thousands of years, eating nothing but just drinking water. So the bamboos, they are telling the gopis that by the performance of great austerities, one can gain the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So by performing austerities, we can see that one attains the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even Lakshmi herself, Mother Lakshmi, the consort of Lord Narayan, the Queen of Vaikuntha, she is also performing austerity. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is mentioned, Ye Balakshmi Takarani Teno Ye Kalisuni Krishna Pasa Aisha Pratyasaya Napayaka Krishnera Sangabade Krishna Sangara Tapkare Tabu Nahi Payaha. When she hears the vibration of Krishna's flute, even the goddess of fortune comes to him, greatly hoping for his association, but nevertheless, she doesn't get it. And when the waves of tests for his association increases, she performs great austerities to gain Krishna's association, but still she cannot get it. So even Mother Lakshmi, she is performing great austerities in Badiravan, in Vrindavan, in Braj, just to gain Krishna's association, but she is not getting it. So we must understand the value of austerities. It is also mentioned here that Lord Shiva performs great austerities in Kailash. Why is Lord Shiva performing austerities in Kailash? Because he is always meditating on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Shiva's eyes are closed and he's chanting on his beads, Ram 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 Reti. That is a mantra he chants 24 hours. Why? He's deriving great pleasure performing austerities and chanting the names of the Lord. So he's enjoying that situation. constant relishment of the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So by that austerity, Lord Shiva is gaining the association of Krishna. It is also mentioned, Namastubhyam Bhagavate Krishnaya Kuntame Dase Narayana Rishaye Susatum Tapa Santum Tapa Iyushe. My obeisance is unto you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose intelligence is unrestricted. Obeisances to Sri Nara Narayan Rishi, who always undergoes great austerities in the Himalayas for the welfare of all living entities. Even the Lord Himself, in the form of Nara Narayan Rishi, is performing great austerities in Bhandarikshra Ashram, where He is doing these austerities for the benefit of all living entities. The Lord does not need to perform austerities, yet He is performing austerities for the benefit of all living entities within this material world. So austerities are important. And then we go on to see how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he accepted sannyas, he would sleep on the dry leaves of the banana tree, or sometimes the banana bark. That is where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sleep. And sleeping on this rough bird gave him a lot of bodily pains. And devotees like Jagannanda Pandit, they could not tolerate it. So Jagannanda Pandit, he has to find ways and means to create a quilt and some soft mattress for the Lord to sleep on. He didn't feel comfortable with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sleeping on the bare floor of banana leaves and going through such difficulty. But Lord Chaitanya said, I'm a sannyasi, and my duty is to perform austerities. If I sleep on the cushion, if I sleep on the quilt, my dharma will be destroyed. So therefore, we can see that austerity is so important. That the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also engaged in austerities just to show to the devotees that this is very, very important. Then we went on to see his own devotee, Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami was very renounced. In addition to that, he also performed a lot of austerity. Raghunath Das Goswami will spend 22 hours out of the 24 hours chanting japa. He would not sleep. And Mahaprabhu was so happy with Raghunath Das Goswami. Similarly, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, they will spend 22 hours a night discussing Krishna conscious philosophy, chanting japa. They will only sleep for 2 hours. They spend their whole life performing austerities. Why? Because it is pleasing to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then we come down to our own founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada performed so many austerities just to get this movement established. Srila Prabhupada was in Jhansi, alone trying to establish the League of Devotees. He performed so much austerity. And when that did not happen, Srila Prabhupada did not give up. He shifted base and began to write his books. All night, Prabhupada would not sleep. He would be writing his Bhaktivedanta purports. And then when the books were published, he had to solicit money, finances, to print his Srimad Bhagavatams. And when they are printed, he goes into the sun in Delhi to distribute these books. And one time, Srila Prabhupada was knocked down by a heat wave. Such austerities His Divine Grace went through. What to speak of the austerities he performed in America. For a whole year, Srila Prabhupada had no support. He had no followers. Nobody to associate with. Srila Prabhupada was all alone, performing so much austerity just to establish this movement. So austerity, and out of that austerity, Srila Prabhupada performed. Now we have all these glorious temples
and glorious devotees and glorious preaching going all over the whole world. So we can see that austerity is important. Austerity is relevant in the life of a devotee. Our own spiritual masters, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, His Holiness Bhakti Chaitra Swami Maharaj, they perform so much austerity in order to please Srila Prabhupada. Srila Radhana Maharaj spent many, many years in Vrindavan, New Vrindavan, very cold. They had to bathe ice water from the river. He has just stay put and do the service of Radha Vrindavan Chandra, milking the cows in such an austere situation. Nobody wanted to stay there. But His Holiness Radhana Maharaj stayed there for many, many years. Srila Bhakti Chaitra Swami, we know that his austerity was the distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books. And he did that par excellence. He did it so much that Srila Prabhupada was so happy with him. So austerity is important. So the spiritual master has given us the four basic rules and regulations. No meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, and no illicit sex. And on top of that, we are supposed to chant minimum of 16 rounds every day. These are austerities, even though they are so minimal compared to Valmiki Muni performing 60,000 years of austerities. This is insignificant. But because they are given to us by the spiritual master, if we follow them nicely, the result will be wonderful. So, as practitioners, as sadhakas, we have to accept this minimal austerity and conduct ourselves in such a way we can attract the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We can attract the mercy of Lord Nityananda. We can attract the mercy of the previous acharyas. And when we attract that mercy, then our lives will become perfect. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is mentioned, Kalena snana sauchabhyam, samskarais, tapasya jaya, sudyanti, danai santushtya, dravyani atmadma vidyaya. That with time, everything becomes purified. By bathing, one's body becomes purified. By cleansing, all other articles become purified. By samskaras, birth is purified. By austerities, tapasya jaya. By austerities, the senses become purified. Sudyanti danai santushtya. By worshipping the brahmanas and offering them gifts, our property becomes purified. And by satisfaction, the mind becomes purified. Then, Sukadeva Goswami says, Dravyani Atma Atma Vidyaya. By engaging in Krishna consciousness, by the practice of Krishna consciousness, the soul becomes purified. So, activities in Krishna consciousness may be some form of austerity. Distributing books, cooking in the kitchen, serving the deities, and all the different services may appear to be austerities, but these austerities will purify us. Srila Prabhupada says, we must accept voluntary inconveniences. He said we should not be afraid to accept inconveniences. These inconveniences in devotional service also act as austerities to help us to make progress. When we accept inconveniences on behalf of the spiritual master, when we accept inconveniences on behalf of Krishna, those inconveniences, they become austerities. They become devotional austerities and they attract the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We attract the favor of the spiritual master. And once we attain the favor of the spiritual master and Krishna, our lives become successful. So austerity is very important and every devotee has to find ways and means to engage in some form of austerity, in some form of service, inconvenience oneself in order to please the spiritual master. And this way, we can make our lives successful. And on this note, I will say Hare Krishna. So, any comments? Hare Krishna. Any comments? Otherwise, my time is far gone. But 5 minutes
Hare
to
Krishna.
10 minutes.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Jai, Srila Prabhupada Hare Krishna. Hare. Oh, somebody wants to ask a question?
Yeah. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Nicely you have described how even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu undertook austerity to give us holy name. Srila Prabhupada and all our current acharyas, they are taking austerities. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna says to Uddhava that I am pleased by devotional service, not by Vedic scriptures, Vedic scholarship, not by austerities and many things. So many times there is always that dilemma that how much is too much. So yesterday was the Nirjala Ekadashi. So the thought comes in mind that I should be practical.
Yes, thank you very much, Prabhuji. Yeah, that situation can be a bit confusing. You see, for the pure devotees who are already on the platform of Kaivalya Bhakti, they don't need austerities. They are naturally loving Krishna, and Krishna is naturally Krishna is naturally attracted towards them. So such devotees as Uddhava, they don't need to perform any austerities, for sure, because they are already on that Kaivalya platform, pure bhakti. They are relishing their relationship with Krishna. But for us neophyte devotees who are trying to rise above the most material nature, who are trying to align with the process of bhakti, austerities are necessary. So that statement that Krishna is making is for the very advanced Uttama Adhikaris, devotees, who are on that platform. But for us, who are just beginning the process of Krishna consciousness, we must perform some austerity to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Otherwise, why does the Lord initiate this program of austerity from the very beginning of the creation? Brahma had to go through austerity in order to create. He had to go through austerity in order to perform his service. So why does Krishna do that? Because the living entities that are conditioned in this world, they require austerity. And so we all need austerity, and we can see the evidence is there that those devotees who inconvenience themselves to please their spiritual master, those devotees who inconvenience themselves to please Krishna, we can see they are making a lot of advancement. His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj told us one story about Bhakti Tito Maharaj. He said he became friends with Bhakti Tito Maharaj for one reason. And that reason is that Bhakti Tito Maharaj, around 75, 76, when he used to come to Mayapur, he would wake up at 1 o'clock a.m. and be chanting japa on top of the long building. In those days, there were just 3 buildings in Mayapur: the Chakra building, the Lotus building, and the Sulab kitchen. Those were the 3 buildings in Mayapur at that time. And so all the devotees would stay in the long building, Chakra building, and the sannyasis and the GBCs and Srila Prabhupada will stay in the Lotus building. And for the Sulab kitchen, there was some brahmachari ashrams there for the local devotees, and the kitchen where they were cooking. And that's where all devotees were taking prasadam. So, Bhakti Charu Maharaj said he was sleeping in the long building, and then around 1 a.m. he heard somebody chanting upstairs on the roof. The first day, he didn't take it serious. The second day, he started thinking about it. And the third day, he decided to find out who is that person chanting japa at 1 a.m. So he put on his gamcha and went upstairs and saw Ghanashyam. That was Bhaktitita Maharaj's brahmachari name. Ghanashyam was chanting japa at 1 a.m. So he paid obeisances to him. Maharaj also paid obeisances to him. And said, Ghanashyam, why are you chanting japa at this hour? And Ghanashyam said, he smiled and said, he said, yes, I have to. You are very fortunate. You have taken birth in India. You are very fortunate. You have taken birth in the Bengali tribe, Lord Chaitanya's own tribe. You are very fortunate. I am not so fortunate. I took my birth in the Western world. I'm so contaminated. So I must chant more rounds. I must put on a little more effort in order to get the mercy of Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya. That is why I rise up early to chant more rounds before Mangarati. And he said he was dumbfounded. He said he was struck. So he said, this devotee, he is very special. He said, that's where their friendship began. And over the years, their friendship went on. So Bhaktitita Maharaj rise 1 a.m. to chant his japa. It's a daily affair. No wonder he was so empowered to do what he did. No wonder he was so empowered to go anywhere and distribute Srila Prabhupada's books, because he went the extra mile. And we can see that all the different devotees, the different disciples of Srila Prabhupada, they have achieved a unique position, a unique empowerment, simply because they perform some unique austerity. And that I can see. That any devotee who accepts some inconveniences to serve the spiritual master, to serve Krishna, Krishna is smiling at the back. And Krishna is empowering such a devotee. And such devotee will be amazing. He will be able to achieve a lot in this material world because he's empowered. So for the pure devotees, they're already on the pure bhakti level. They don't need austerities. They can do anything with Krishna. But for us, who are sadhakas, we need to rise early and chant our rounds. We need to perform some services. We need to study the scripture. We need to associate, because these are the things that will make our devotional service strong. Is that okay, Prabhu? Hare Krishna. Jai Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for this wonderful enlightening class. Each point were so very inspiring for all of us. If we practice all these points, we can certainly please the spiritual masters, Srila Prabhupada, and the entire parampara, and advance immensely. So let's express our gratitude to Prabhuji by loudly chanting three times. Hare Bol, Hare Bol. Thank you very much, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna. I went to see you all the time and I come to talk to you. I was just blessing you.